Have you ever heard of such a thing as a meat-eating vegetarian? I hadn't either until the last few moments, and from nutrition and dietetics Professor Claire Collins, this has got to be an ultimate cop-out, hasn't it? We could eat meat but still be a vegetarian. How does this work?
Yeah, you might think of it as being a cop-out, but it's actually a new phenomenon that's grown up, so much so that we now have what's called a flexitarian. So
a flexitarian.
Flexible vegetarian, basically, and it's not the bendy kind of flexibility, but there is a definition for flexitarian. So someone who 3 days a week or more is consciously trying to reduce or cut out their meat intake. And what's interesting is that flexitarians are a little bit different from vegetarians. Vegetarians might be more interested in animal rights, for example, but flexitarians, it seems, have more of a humanitarian, equitable access to meat view. So they are a different personality type.
So they're certainly part-timers, if nothing else. They're doing it part-time.
Yeah, you just watch what you're saying, because I'm actually a flexitarian. So people find it amazing that a vegetarian is not someone who's full-time giving up meat. There's a whole bunch of definitions, from vegan, who has no animal products at all. An ovo-lacto vegetarian has eggs and milk. And there's even one called a pescatarian. Now, a pescatarian comes from pesco for fish, so it's a fish-eating vegetarian. And when you look at the health benefits, they're slightly different depending on the health outcome.
Yes, I guess health is the main reason that you may be looking to take a vegetarian or vegan lifestyle, regardless of what level you're doing it. What are some of the health concerns about going completely vegetarian?
Yeah, well, some of the health concerns are around getting enough iron, because meat's a really important source of iron. If you have no animal products at all, then you need to consciously be having products that are fortified with vitamin B12, and so that they're the really important health issues. Otherwise, you'll end up with pernicious anemia. But what's interesting is when you look at the health benefits associated with these different types of vegetarianism. Now, most of the studies have been done in large Seventh-day Adventist populations in the USA, so you need to be a little bit careful about applying it straight to Australia, for example. But some types of all-cause cancer, so that means dying from any type of cancer or dying from anything, is lower in people who are any type of vegetarian compared to being a non-vegetarian. But there's one other really fascinating and very important study, because it used all the different types of vegetarian categories and they came up with their own type. They came up with one called a healthy vegetarian and an unhealthy vegetarian pattern. And what they showed was that you are much less likely to get diabetes if you followed any type of vegetarian pattern, so long as it was healthy.
So how do we become an unhealthy vegetarian?
Okay, so an unhealthy vegetarian means you look at your plate of meat and three veg and you chuck out the meat. You, rather than consciously seeking out lentils, pulses, chickpeas, red kidney beans and having a meaningful substitute for the meat, you just go to that aisle in the supermarket where it's rice of the world, pasta of the world, just add water. So you still eat lots of cakes and biscuits to make sure you have a high enough energy intake so that you're a healthy body weight, for example. So basically, you eat the junk food, but you just leave out the meat.
Gotcha. So if we are going to take the meat out, which might leave us low in iron and other essential nutrients, we need to make sure we're balancing that out by putting in all the good stuff as well.
Yeah, and a really easy way to jump on board with the idea of being a flexitarian, if you think 3 days a week of vegetarian food might be too much, is today's Monday. There's a large international movement now called Meat Free Monday. And if you Google that, lots of amazing looking recipes. So advantage of being a flexitarian is you get to have your meat and eat it too, but you get to have lots of yummy, interesting food and generally improve your health while doing your bit to help the environment.
So a different cookbook for Monday night, perhaps.
You can use it on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday as well.
Fair enough. Professor Claire Collins, thanks for joining us this morning. I've learned something. I am by default a flexitarian.
Pleasure.
Thank you very much. 2NURFM 103.7.